abundant living. In the third step, we say that we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God. That sounds to me pretty much like we made a decision to literally live with God. Now, why not? God has always been right here with us. We just haven't opened our eyes and ears to that fact. In spite of this, in a multitude of ways he keeps whispering to us, I am with you. And he asks, are you willing to be with me? The answer has to be yes, if we seriously intend to overcome the disease of alcoholism, because that is the very essence of the AA program. Throughout his writings, Bill W. has stressed the importance of establishing a stronger, closer relationship with God in order to succeed with the program. And this means learning to live with God, to listen to his voice, and follow his direction in our lives. The Bible is filled with accounts of God speaking to people. He spoke to Adam and Eve, to Abraham, David, Noah, countless others. But more importantly, he speaks to people today. It is not unusual at all to hear of instances when God has actually spoken to someone today. I know this happened to me on several occasions, but the most memorable time was the time of my last drink in October of 1958. As I reached for that beer, suddenly it was as if a giant hand gripped my arm and wouldn't let me reach the glass, and a soft voice spoke in my ear. That's all, son. You've had enough, no more. And there's been no more since that date in October 1958. Another time, after I had been sober for over 40 years, my wife and I attended a gospel music festival up in the mountains in northern Georgia. Toward the end of the week, I was out walking along on a trail. Suddenly, I had a sensation that someone else was on the trail with me. But when I looked around, there was nobody there. The feeling of another presence there with me persisted, however, and I stopped and looked out over the mountains and thought, I wonder what's going on. Then very plainly I heard a voice speak to me and say, I gave you the talent to play the violin for my glory, not to play in hockey tonks. Well, I was still playing part-time with a country band at the time. I hurried back to the cabin and told my wife what had happened. Upon returning home, I called the band leader, told him I wouldn't be playing with them anymore. 2 weeks later, I was given the opportunity to play with the Spirituals, the leading gospel group in the Southeast at that time. Playing with them for the next 8 or 10 years was one of the most wonderful experiences I have ever had. That one episode was a dramatic example of God's control of our lives. When I listened to his direction and then obeyed, he rewarded me with a gift far better than any I could have ever dreamed. In Joshua 1, verse 9, the statement is made, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord your God is with thee wherever thou goest. In the big book we read, when we draw near to him, he discloses himself to us. And the Bible expresses the same sentiment. Draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to thee. The burden is upon us to make the initial effort to close the gap between ourselves and our God. We must step out in faith and without reservation to be willing to make a 100% commitment to God and then honor that commitment totally. Once we do this and start playing by God's rules, we find that he really is with us at all times and in every place, and our entire lives begin to experience a wonderful change. Through time and experience, we become the kind of person who naturally and freely expresses love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and generosity. And we find that we are being treated likewise in return. Our lives take on a sense of unhurried peace and become more serene and simple. All we still experience periods of testing when things go wrong from a human standpoint. But if we cling steadfastly to our faith, turning away from the problem and looking rather at God and the solution, we find there will always be a right solution no matter what the problem may be. It may not be the answer we hope for or expect, but in the long run, it will prove to be the right one. In my early months in AA, as I daily tried to walk closer to God, the changes in my life came about so rapidly and in such magnitude that it kept me in a constant state of gratitude and amazement at what God was doing in my life. Success in a career entirely new to me, professional recognition and placement in several important positions, a new bride and a new home, and then in a couple of years a son, something that I had never dreamed I'd have but always wanted. So many wonderful things happening as a direct result of turning my life completely over to God, as AA instructed me to do. Of course, it wasn't easy. There were many hours every morning devoted to study and prayer, constant attendance at AA meetings, getting involved in AA, and being attentive to the suggestions of any sponsor and other members of AA. It was also my good fortune to marry a woman who willingly supported my efforts in AA and attended almost every meeting with me. In acquiring her doctorate in the medical profession, she had studied courses in alcohol and drug addiction and abuse, so she was knowledgeable about the problem and very supportive of my efforts. When you begin to taste the goodness of living with God life, you will want more of it. And I found that the acute craving I once had for alcohol was being replaced by a tremendous desire to learn more about this life with God. My thirst for beer and booze had been replaced with a thirst for more knowledge of the true meaning of this life we have and the Creator who fashioned us on this planet on which we are temporarily residing. Certainly the AA program is a spiritually motivated program, and it behooves us to use every effort available to improve our conscious contact with God, as the book, Big Book directs us to. Through the acquisition of this knowledge, we will experience the promised benefits of the abundant life.